theoretically possible.
Why waste time?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Discovery, Houston, press to ATO.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back, friends.
Welcome, everybody, to our podcast, Life Out of the Box. How are you doing today, Quinn?
Good. How are you, my love?
I'm very good. I feel like I'm in balance.
Oh, are you? How perfect of a leeway is that? Because we are talking today about life balance.
Yes, we are. And I think that this is something that we kind of allude to, but this time we're actually using a diagram to help us further understand what should be most important to us on our journey of life.
Of life and happiness, right? Like what does balance really mean? And I mean, I think everyone has a different perspective on this, right? A lot of people are like, oh, I feel like I'd never a really good work balance, or
yeah,
some
work
people,
life balance is something we hear all the time.
All the time. But we're talking about life balance, and we're actually using this thing called life balance wheel. And if you Google it, you'll see the image, you know. Mm-hmm.
There's some PDFs too
where, you know, people like actually, you know, go to sessions to actually like work on this. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of different you know, ways that someone could do this. Like, so like, you know, based on whatever wheel you have, it might be a little bit different than someone else's, but we're basically going to go over what is in this wheel. Like what are the parts to life that, basically help with one's balance and happiness? I mean, I'm assuming that the end goal of the balance would be to be happier person.
If you're well balanced, I think that that's saying that you're having that your life should be good and you should feel good and you should feel happy in more of a positive type of format.
Right, exactly. But I think that the diagram itself really, it's supposed to be used as a tool to mm-hmm. really kind of reflect and become aware of maybe where you're lacking.
Right. So some of the PDFs that we were reading, they focus on basically you're evaluating every single portion of this life balance wheel to see kind of where you're very strong in and where you're weak in, and maybe need to shift your focus to a little bit more of that.
Yeah.
And the goal is that you're never going to be strong in all of them, but the goal is that you do have enough in each one to fill up your cup, you
know, exactly.
to make you feel complete, a sense of fulfillment, but being aware that there's more than just, you know, work, or there's more than just family time or whatever it is. I mean, it kind of makes you take a step back, look at the whole picture of your personal life and see where there needs to be improvement. And then once you kind of know where you need to focus on a bit more, then you start making plans and taking action to ensure that that can be a priority, and you can hopefully raise your score on that little segment. And then hopefully that will contribute to the bigger picture of you.
Exactly. And we love stuff like this. We don't necessarily always do these types of you know, PDFs or workshops or anything like that, but I do find it really interesting because, I mean, we're always on the path towards improving ourselves.
We're
right?
always on that path. Yeah.
Always. But I think really what this does is just kind of like allows you to take a pause and really kind of reflect on what is most meaningful to you and maybe why something feels like it's missing or mm-hmm. whatnot. And this is going to be different for everyone. I mean, your career might be more important to you right now based on your age than something else, right? Or your family becomes the most important thing, you know, after a certain period of time, or maybe, you know, when you just had your first newborn, right? Or you're a high school kid and your friends are everything, right? So it's based on, you know, it's very subjective and it's relative to what time of, like what period of life you're in right now.
It's always evolving.
It's always evolving. But I think, you know, we're all about preventative type of, I wouldn't
strategies.
Say medicine, just strategies. Yeah, preventative strategies so that you're not, so that you're never really in a place where you are so desperate. You're like, where the heck, how did I get here? All of a sudden I'm in emergency mode and I don't know what to do. You know,
That's not a good situation for anyone.
So just consider this as just like one tool, take it or leave it. But I think it's interesting. So I think,
take it.
Yeah. But there, maybe we could just go over the sections of the wheel.
Yeah.
For
let's
now.
Start, let's start off by describing the life balance wheel. So there are, it's a circle. It's a wheel. A circle's a wheel.
Yes.
And if you want, it could be a pie, and there's 8 slices of pie, all equal size.
Yum.
So each slice is a a part of your life that one should focus on. And so we're going to just basically start with the one in the top right. And you can find other life balance wheels, but this is the one that we found that's most prominent online that a lot of people use. And some of the details may change within them, but overall, this is broad enough that you can kind of use it. And so the first one, which I think is incredibly important, and I don't think a lot of people focus on, is the mental aspect of balance, you know? Mm-hmm. And in the mental portion, they focus on self-actualization, competency, and integrity.
Yeah, very What are your thoughts on that? Yeah, I think, I mean, self-actualization, if we're, you know, talking...
we're getting deep.
That's like that's the top of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, where it's basically what's your, you know, like understanding what you're, what you want to do. Like, how do you reach to your potential? Like, self-actualization is like you have an idea of maybe what your potential is and how can you actually get to the point where you're actualizing your ideal self, right? It's your ideal self.
It's also like a sense of awareness of yourself too. Like, oh, I'm feeling this way and I'm aware of it.
Yep.
And therefore, because I'm aware of it, I know that, like, for example, this is a pretty good example that I often try to emphasize with us is if we have an email that's like really important, the worst thing that we can do is reply to it when we're like angry.
Yeah.
Like if you are angry and you're aware that you're feeling angry, then you should be aware that you should not write that email. Yeah. And so it's kind of like having this connection of like awareness within your brain, your mental state.
Exactly.
And them being able to act when you should and act when you should not.
Exactly. You know? I think that's where integrity definitely comes into. It's just like, you know, what type of person do you want to be? And then also even competency. I wouldn't say that's necessarily intellect. It could be.
Yeah.
But I would say, honestly, in terms of mental, and this is, it's great because now things are, people are really talking about this aspect of people's life in a way where, you know, it's like, let's talk about mental health because it used to be a thing that everyone had to just kind of stay quiet about. Mm-hmm. This is a really important thing. And it really, you know, it's a huge part of who you are. I mean, your brain really dictates a lot of the stuff that you do. So being competent enough to know what's going on in a situation, if someone's yelling at you and not taking it like, oh, this is me, that obviously there's something wrong with me. Like, obviously, no, there's something wrong with that person right now. Something's going on. It has nothing to do with me. So I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to let them figure it out. And I'm just going to keep on going on my merry way and not letting that make me depressed, you know? Yeah. So I think that's
mental health is like really, really important. And I do think like people should be more aware of it. The other cool thing about this like life balance wheel is you can kind of customize it to like what's how you're interpreting it too.
Totally.
And for me, I think the mental thing, like another thing that would contribute to that is, am I challenging myself like growth-wise by learning something new?
Yeah.
And I think for us personally, that's something that could be of great value.
Huge.
That it just makes you feel more complete as you're challenging yourself forever.
Yeah.
You know, you always want to be doing that.
Couldn't agree with you more, yeah. So the next one is career.
Career. That one's almost like, I feel like most people feel as though that's a given that that would be on here.
Yeah. But I think it's interesting. The words that are used, at least in the wheel that we're using is
definitely
success. Success is a very subjective word,
Everyone has their own definition of it.
Does that mean that you are out of high status? Does that mean you're getting paid a lot? Does that mean you're an entrepreneur? Like, what does that mean
autonomy?
To you? Do you have autonomy? What is that? Achievement, growth, accomplishment. So that's like really where I think, you know, for sure it's a little bit of your ego, but it's also like, am I actually achieving, is my hard work, you know, like, is that paying off? Am I seeing some sort of progress? And you know, obviously, like we say all the time, progress is not linear and it takes time. But you know, what part of your life are you really investing mostly into that over other things? That's kind of what this whole wheel is about, right?
Yeah. Well, I like how I like the word accomplishment a lot because it makes me realize that accomplishment, like you feel accomplished as it's a feeling. It's not like no one ever says like, you're accomplished. No, that's accomplished is very internal.
Yeah.
And so if you're feeling as though you accomplished a lot, that's your own belief. And so to figure out what needs to occur for you to feel that type of way is an important thing. And your career is kind of like it's a lot of identifying who you are. And in all honesty and probably unfortunately, when people say, oh, what do you do? Or like, tell me about yourself when you're meeting someone, it goes to career mode.
It does.
And so therefore, I think that like you should take time to figure out if one, it depends on your situation. If you're not in a full-on career and maybe you have a job or something, then what type of career is it that you want? And then if you're in a career, it might not necessarily mean that you have to make a big career shift.
Mm.
It might actually mean, how can I make this more fulfilling? How can I make this job get me, you know, increase this point scale where I feel like what I'm doing is contributing and I'm growing within my career? And it definitely, 100%, my humble opinion, goes beyond making money. I think it's primarily like, what is your role? And maybe it might be making a few changes in your role or talking to someone and maybe having a better relationship with those that you're working with and trying to maybe finding out what the bigger picture of what you're actually doing, why it's meaningful.
Yeah.
And I would say everyone's career should have some meaning in there. It may take a little bit of like a moldability for you to figure it out, but it's in there. Figure it out, and then you can increase those points really easy without big life changes.
That's a good, really good point. And the word I latched onto here was growth for me, because in career-wise, if I am in a place where I don't feel like I'm growing, I don't feel like I'm able to grow, and I don't feel like I'm being challenged to like achieve more, well, I need to change something, right? And I think a lot of people feel that too once they get to a certain, you know, maybe it's a level in their position or, you know, a certain amount of time in a company or whatever. And that's really why I think you and I really gravitate. There's a lot of reasons why we gravitate towards entrepreneurship. But I feel like in entrepreneurship, there is a sense of continual growth. Like we'll start another business, right? And it will be completely, the experience of that, going through that, is going to be very different from the last time, you know, that we started a business. Yeah. So I love that. But
let's go on to the next slice of our pie. And the next one is personal. Would you mind breaking it down, honey?
I'll break it down for you. We've got self-esteem, self-confidence, and adventure.
Mm. I'm surprised they put adventure in there, but I'm glad that they did.
I think that's very interesting.
So this is interesting wheel. It's kind of funny how there's so many different wheels, but I love this, like, kind of almost like, oh, I wouldn't have put that one in my wheel, but let's go with it. So
it's interesting.
Personal, when it comes to like self-esteem and confidence, 100% something that needs to be worked on.
Yeah.
And I think, in my humble opinion, the best way that you can like really develop this, like increase your score on it, is recognizing that you don't need external affirmation to feel self-esteem or more confidence. And if you feel as though, like, I think the best thing for you to do is like really like make it not that you're keeping score against others, but it's your own personal challenge. And I think that's a big thing in life, that a lot of people get so caught up in like, oh, I should have been doing this, or I could have been doing this, or look at this person compared to my life and this and that. And I think that does more harm than good. Mm. It can do good. I mean, you watch like the Kobe Bryant documentary, like if someone called him out, he'd be like, oh, boom, I'm gonna dunk on his face, bam. And, you know, like Kevin Hart did a funny thing with James Harden where, you know, Kevin Hart was talking so much crap on the court, and then James Harden just whooped the heck out of the 76ers. And he goes up to Kevin Hart and said, look what you did. And I think it's hilarious. But at the same time, I think that's more rare. And the best thing you can do for yourself is realize that it's really your own internal battle. It's your own goals that you're trying to accomplish. And focusing on that. And I think like maybe meditating or writing a journal can really help you ensure that you're focusing internally rather than externally to ensure that you're personal. I mean, personal is internal. So keep it internal.
Yeah, personal is very internal. And I think self-esteem and self-confidence, that comes with time. That obviously is very much linked to more external things, right? Like, I mean, if you're feeling like you're accomplished in your career and whatnot, you get a little boost of self-esteem or, you know, this or that. But I think that, unfortunately, self-esteem and self-confidence is very much misguided in terms of how to actually increase it for yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
So, because, like you said so beautifully, like, you need to have that personally where no one can touch it. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you want to be overinflated in your ego and self-esteem. No. But I mean, honestly, yeah, I look at like someone like Cardi B and I'm like, dude, you are so badass. I love how confident you are.
People.
I know. Well, I mean, there's a lot of other examples too, where it's like, you are seriously, clearly way more confident than I've ever put myself out yeah. as, you know? And who knows about that. But I think really what it comes down to with your own self-esteem is like, you have to know for yourself, like mm-hmm. you have to really believe that you are that good, you are that. And to me, I love the word self-efficacy, of like your belief in yourself to be able to do things.
Right.
And we just recently saw a quote that I just absolutely loved. It was like, if you only knew how rare you were, you would do everything you could to protect it. Mm-hmm. And I think that is like, you're rare. I mean, the fact that you're alive right now is an amazing, beautiful thing. Yeah. Like that, you are one of one. You are a non-fungible human. No one else can be you. You don't. No one else has your same, you know, fingerprints. And so, you're really funny. Digging deep into, you know, what
makes
about you?
Special.
Well, like, you got to live with yourself. So, what do you yeah. like about yourself? Yeah. Like, come on, like, be honest with yourself. Let's not be so negative all the time. Mm-hmm. And like, you're your own hype person. So, yeah. you know, lean into that if you're lacking that.
What are your thoughts on adventure? Because I do yeah. think that one is like, oh, really? You're going to put that one in adventure? Or sorry, in personal. Why would adventure be in there? But I like it because it makes us mold our own reasoning behind it, you know?
Well, I do too. Well, what I think is it's more about like experiences, you know, experiences.
Personal experiences.
Yeah. Like life-changing moments that I can like say on like my hand, like most of them have been with you, like that have shaped me to who I am, like going to Nicaragua and living in Nicaragua, San Juan del Sur, that first move, that first night.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are we doing? You know, like that is an amazing, that was an adventure.
It's like intimate experiences, like those kind of experiences that are not like going to a football game and like cheering for the touchdown. It's more like you're going and whatever you're participating in is life-changing to you and who you are.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's right.
I was trying to figure it out.
I think that's right. I think that's perfect.
It is what you want it to be.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you define your own adventures, but that's how we interpret it, and I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah,
I like that.
I do too.
You want to do the next one?
Yeah, sure. The next one is financial, which is very interesting. You can go ahead and describe it.
I think financial is one that's, I think people would naturally put in their life-work balance or think it belongs in there. And they got self-sufficiency, security, freedom, independence. We talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
I do think it is so essential for individuals to find that kind of sense of comfort of like, I can be self-sustainable, you know, financially speaking. I can have independence. We're not talking about like financial independence, retire early type of independence. Like, I don't need to make any money because I have enough money to live for the rest of my life. But we're talking about the ability to like take care of your needs and your wants in the short and maybe even a little bit of a long term. Like it all depends. But a lot of people, I think when they like take a gander at that category, they have a lot to be grateful for. And if you don't, it just takes some work on really getting your habits right to ensure that you're saving more as much as you possibly can from what you're making. You know?
I agree. And like the words that they put in here, like you said, self-sufficiency, security, freedom, and independence, like those are really basically things you want to achieve with money. Those are like, that's how you use the tool, right? So you don't have to worry about how to pay for your college education or, you know, how to put food on the table and stuff like that. And that like that stress is a huge strain and one of the reasons why psychologically people can't seem to get out of this cycle of poverty. I mean, it really is such a debilitating thing.
Yeah.
And what's interesting too is not only does research definitely, you know, kind of explain that, like poverty is really like the lack of security and independence and financial freedom really does prevent people from like achieving self-actualization or certain things, right?
Definitely.
But it also on the other side too, if you got too much money, I mean, that really like, there's only certain there's a certain level of money that you have, and then after that not more of it doesn't necessarily bring you more freedom, more independence, more, you know, with security and whatnot.
The
and
amount
so,
of happiness that comes with financial, with money does deplete after you get to a certain point.
Exactly.
So like if you're getting to like 50,000 to 100, it's every 5,000 is making a massive difference in your annual income. But then when you start getting over like 70 or over 100, the difference of like doubling up is incremental compared to what, you know, 20,000 used to be, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's something that I think people should like reflect on. And in all honesty, like it might require a few changes, but I'm sure if you really think about it, you got to be pretty grateful. I mean, yeah. Most of our listeners, they have a phone or something that they're listening to this to on.
Yeah.
They have a roof over their head.
Yeah.
Notice it doesn't say, it's the words in financial independence is not showing off. It's not luxury. It's not making it rain here.
It's not like, what clothes do you have? What car do you own?
Brands.
It's none of that. It's basically the level of just being able to be able to do what you want to do, not have to worry about it.
So score yourself fairly.
So yeah, I mean, and like, again, like this is a reflection thing. So like, I hope that you do reflect and you realize how grateful you are. If this has become like your number one thing, well then maybe this is a great thing for you to realize, like, why aren't, you know, maybe you got to work on a lot of the other parts of it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So speaking of the next one,
it's physical.
Yeah.
Let's get physical.
So they describe this with energy, health, and vitality.
I feel that.
I do too.
Energy is a tough one, though. I don't know. For me personally, I drink a lot of coffee. I'm always trying to get energized. You know,
yeah.
I always want more energy. But I would say in general, yeah, I feel healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, we're always trying to like be better versions of ourselves.
Yeah.
Can we all lose weight? Probably. Yeah. Is there, I doubt there's many listeners who's like, dude, I need to gain weight, bro.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if they're like trying to like get body buff, but like no one's trying to gain fat here.
Well, I think that, you know, the health really is a big deal. Obviously, I think anyone listening could probably agree. We all are a little bit more aware of our health now than ever before, you know, after this pandemic, and very grateful if you are healthy, because you probably know someone who has not been healthy, you know, in the last year or so. That has been a little bit scary.
Yeah. Or maybe even you've experienced that.
Yeah, but, exactly.
You know, even if you are experiencing like a not healthy moment, you're still got some things that are going good for you.
Yeah.
I guarantee. So, but you know, score yourself from where you are, where you're trying to be.
Yeah.
And I think that, I think that's an essential one to have on the life balance is physical,
sure.
You know, like we all need to figure out that kind of balance. I mean, I think health is like, to me, the most important word of that segment, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Well, I mean, you really do start to realize, like, if you are going for walks on a daily basis, like, that's, like, one step towards getting healthier. And, like, that really does give you energy. I mean, whatever is giving you energy, like, working out does, you know? And then also what you put in your body physically can either give you energy or suck it out also. So that's an interesting one. The next one is family.
Family
is love, communication, and connection.
Yes. And I think this one's essential. Now, everyone has their own definition of family, too.
Very true.
Because there's multiple layers. Like, in all honesty, we got a little family going on.
Yeah.
You might not have dogs and babies. And I don't even have a basil plant anymore. So, like, literally a family of two. And and I still think, like, this, that our love and our connection is something that would be fitting into this category
100%.
Of family, even though it's not, I guess, by your typical, like, if you say to any kid, draw a family, they're not going to draw us. You know, they're going to draw, like, here's a house and here's a dog and here's Bobby.
Yeah, but when I got married to you, that was, like, very much a definitive, like, moment for both of us, for sure, where it was, like, this is our family now. Like, we are creating, this is the first step towards creating a family.
That's a big thing. I think that's one thing that, for us, when we got married, that was like, okay, we have created our own family now.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. And
well, it
kind
is.
Different.
It's beautiful. And so, but I think that the stuff in here, love, communication, and connection, like, that's all very, very important for one's well-being, you know, is, and again, like, no one gets to choose, you know, who your family is. Hopefully you have a great family that you can, like, obviously receive love and give love and feel that connection and communication. Like, that's the ideal. But if you don't have that, because, you know, maybe you're born in a situation where that just doesn't happen. Maybe you just don't have anyone else.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what else, what other connections or relationships do you consider kind of like your family, like your chosen family, right?
Of, that's
like,
a good point too.
Your chosen family, where I feel like I really do give and receive love in a meaningful way, where I do feel like that is satisfying my need for that.
And it can be multiple layers too. It doesn't just have to be like parents and siblings, but obviously those are like immediate too.
Yeah.
But it also goes like aunts, uncles, grandparents.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Just a little letter. Wrote a little letter to my grandparents a couple days ago. Family. I'm sure that they enjoyed it. It was funny. It makes people laugh. Involved my cousin. He's family too. And so, like, there's a lot that can go in there. Choose your score wisely. I love you.
You're my family too.
And I'm grateful
for you. And I love our families too. I mean, like, that's really what it's all about. It's just like, you know, if you're feeling like you're missing a little bit on that, everyone loves and appreciates a phone call or a text or a card.
Or a letter.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Let's
the next one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Social.
social enjoyment, recreation, and play.
I love this one.
Yeah, I do
honestly,
too.
Honestly, I think that...
This one's fun.
This one's fun, and honestly, of all of these, I think this is, to me, one of the things that I feel like more recently, I'm like, I got to work on this. Yeah. I want to work on this. I want things to be more fun. I'm like,
2020
so serious.
Was not social.
It was not social. Yeah. I mean, how many times have I said on this podcast, like, man, I can't wait to go grab a beer with some friends, you know? But I think really it's not just that. It's about play. So like you and I, like you
our
can kind of connect.
The playing tennis.
Exactly. Yeah. Play. But also like,
which is a twofer because it's physical and social.
It is. Mm. But playing just to play too, I think is a really important thing. Like, why am I playing this game? Well, because I want to. Yeah. Because this is fun. Yeah. Like, why does everything have to have an end goal?
Yeah, enjoyment's so broad too. Like, what do you enjoy?
Yeah, well, like do you enjoy... Like, it's... God, that there have been so many books that I'm like, man, I'm so grateful that I was able to take the time and just read that. Like, that really was amazing, you know? Or, you know, some people
it's
probably think that's
social,
boring.
But it's true. Yeah. It's enjoyment.
And but it's enjoyment, think, yeah. What is it that you need? And obviously, everyone's different. I mean, maybe for one person, it's going out with all their friends on a Saturday night, you know, in the city. And for another person, it's having a quiet night, cozy, you know, up
introverted,
with their cat.
Extroverted, matters a lot in this one.
It really does.
So you shouldn't feel if you are, like, more of an individual that recharges when they're alone. I wouldn't say that you have to score yourself really low on this because everyone's different and everyone's got different degrees of like what they need in fulfillment of social. And so if you're like that, then you shouldn't do it in comparison to others. You should do it in what is the, you know, you have your own glass.
Yeah.
How big is your glass is you're up to you. Yeah. And then you're pouring the water in. How much does it currently have? Is it filled?
Yeah.
Is it not? So I think that's an important aspect of social too.
That's a really good
Everyone
point.
Everyone should have some form of like having someone to talk to. But like it notice it does not say like party people.
Yeah.
You know, like, or like concerts and you know, meeting new friends.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that, even though the word is social. And I think a lot of people go to that immediately, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Totally. Yeah. Just don't forget, like, we used to like have PE in school for a reason. It's about like, you got to like, just have fun. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes we all get a little bit, so we get so serious. Mm-hmm. Just remember to have fun and play.
Why so serious?
The next
the last
one.
This one's an interesting one.
This
I'm
is an interesting
to hear your
one.
Thoughts on this one. This one's spiritual and it's vision, acceptance, and joy.
Yeah. So when I'm looking at all these different life balance wheels, I would say this one's the one that kind of changes the most in like the description of it.
Okay.
Spirituality, because obviously not everyone feels like, I mean, when you hear the word spirituality, what instantly comes to your mind?
I think a lot of people go to religion.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But spirituality is like a little bit different. And I think spirituality, these words are good for sure. I think Definitely. It also, I would probably put another word in there like purpose, you know, like just
driven.
Like trying to understand, you know, your place in this world, you know, and
that's
like
a very
feeling
good word for this one.
Yeah, connected with it. Because I mean, I feel like in this last year, you know, when you're so busy and you're doing this and doing that and you have a goal, I mean, like when we were doing our PhDs, I was like so focused on that. And I obviously learned a lot about that. And one thing that, you know, like when we were over in Southeast Asia and even just over this year too, just with all this change and like ability to like self-reflect and have moments of quietness. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like this part of life was needed for a while for me to like kind of fill up a little bit again, you know, of like, and every
fill
time
your cup.
I fill up that cup. But I think with every new like transition that comes with life and whatnot, just having that like kind of like groundedness in something that you really understand. And I feel like one of the guiding things for me and you is understanding, you know, like our motivation and our core motivation is like impact. Yeah. So understanding like that kind of like guides and like making sure you're like only trying to have a positive impact on people's life. You're not trying to take people down. Right. Yeah. And that to me is a little bit of spirituality, you know, it's like,
I think it aligns with vision.
Yeah,
very much so.
Yeah.
And I connect the most with the term vision and the spiritual. And I do often think like, how often am I, you know, I oddly enough do go think spiritual and mental when I think about like meditation and having that kind of a moment of peace and like, I don't know, I feel a spiritual connection. I sound like Hippie Button, but Hippie Button feels that spiritual connection with nature. And
when
I'm having those types of moments, appreciating them and being aware of them when they're occurring and hearing the waves crash or hearing the birds chirp or whatever it is. And there's different moments like that. And being aware of that and feeling that sense of fulfillment is important, and fill up your cup. See what where you're at. Maybe you could use a little bit more meditation or a little more prayer or whatever your style is.
I also would like to just add, I think the word acceptance is an interesting one in here.
That is a very interesting one.
I think that to me, it could mean a lot of different things to people. The first things that come to my mind are acceptance of, like, you know, you're not going to be able to control everything. Yeah. You know, like acceptance of letting
others,
go. And letting go of a lot of external.
Acceptance of oneself, too.
Yeah, and acceptance of oneself, exactly. But I also think it's a little bit about acceptance of each other and acceptance of others that don't look like you, don't sound like you, and all that stuff. And just, like, remember being a good human. To me, like, spirituality is, like, how are you, like, what kind of a human are you?
Deep.
Really. I mean, like, let's just spread the love. And again, like, I feel like we both kind of sound like hippie buttons right now, but dude, it's true. There, you're not going to go, what's going to go wrong if you only are kind to others?
Yeah.
Be kind to one another and love each other. So that's the life balance wheel. I think that's really interesting.
And that's the button interpretation of the life balance
wheel. Exactly. So, but we encourage you guys to look this up and just kind of, like, you know, spend 10 minutes.
Give yourself
know. Just
a
like
score.
Yeah. Figure
Maybe
your
you
stuff
did it
out.
While you were listening to this.
Yeah.
You know? And that's good too.
But it's up to you, and your interpretation might not be the same as ours. So go for it. And if you guys do it, we'd love to hear about it. And hopefully this kind of helps you kind of reflect and
find better happiness.
Find that balance that you were searching.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you. We love you all. We are very grateful for you all. And if you have a moment, feel free to review, rate, and subscribe. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
This journey through sound.